I will remind you boys later on today when I do this story that I had the opportunity to do it at 6:15 and chose not to. Okay?
So, all right.
Just saying.
So put that in our memory bank, right?
Just saying. That's exactly right. It would be about an item that is being sold this year at the California State Fair for consumption.
Okay, do I have to remind you to tell the story?
No, I'll tell the story.
You have to put a sign up on your little board up there?
No, I'll tell the story. You don't have to worry about that. In the meantime.
Strings around fingers.
That's right. It's a string.
I've never understood the concept behind that because, why did I tie? I understand. Well, you're supposed to remind yourself of something.
Uh-huh.
Why did I tie the string around my finger?
Right.
I don't know. If I knew why I tied the string around my finger, I would remember the event that I needed to remember.
It makes you remember that there's something you need to remember.
Okay, but the problem is...
If you've forgotten that, you're in trouble.
Well, it's something unusual, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
first,
it's not like picking up your kids. I mean,
no.
Yeah. First of all, let's think about that, because if you see it, what'd you say?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
If you see a picture of this, a depiction,
uh-huh.
It shows... Someone has string tied around their finger in a nice bow the way you would tie your shoes, right?
Which obviously someone did that for them.
Exactly, because let's think about trying to do that yourself.
First of all, you're going to tie it way too tight.
Sure.
Your finger's going to turn blue and get really cold.
Yeah.
It's almost like docking a tail.
It is, and I guess so.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe not as painful.
Having not done that a lot,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking more like tying it around a nice scrolled invitation or something. But, yeah, docking a tail would work. So, anyway, that's physically...
Because eventually your finger might fall off.
Right. That's physically impossible to do, that tie like that. But secondly, I have to imagine that the whole idea is you're doing this because that is atypical. And... Because of that, then your mind will think about, okay, I'm going to have to do something I don't normally do. Well, after the third consecutive day of tying the string around your finger, you probably go, what?
Yeah.
I don't,
So. Well, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be
unusual.
If
that's the reason behind it.
I just write notes to myself.
There you are.
That's what I do.
I think up until very recently, last couple of years, general manager Ben Downs.
Uh-huh.
Had one of those little spiral pads that fits in your shirt pocket.
Oh, yeah. Did it stick out where people could see it?
Well, and again, Ben is pretty much he's a geeker. I mean, he gets in there. He is an early adopter.
Yeah.
But that was something that he really trailed behind for a long, long time. Now I think he's all right with it. But, yeah, he would carry that around and pull it out like he was a shop clerk and write stuff down and jam it back in his pocket.
He'd go around saying, now, can I get your name, please?
Yeah, exactly.
And what's your boss's name?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, hey, Taco Bell restaurant in Appleton, Wisconsin, called police at 2:30 in the morning reporting a man had passed out in his car in the drive-through lane. That would tend to slow up traffic a little bit. Police tapped on the window. Yeah, actually tapping on a window there. But couldn't get his attention. When he finally woke up, and what are they hitting it with? I mean, probably a nightstick or something. It's not like they're just...
Probably their flashlight.
Yeah, something. I mean, it was... Should have been
loud
enough.
Most officers don't carry nightsticks anymore.
That's probably
carry
true.
What's called an asp.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That little thing. That,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he finally woke up, he turned up the music on his stereo and started bobbing his head to the music. Once the officers got the man out of the car... They asked him to perform the field sobriety test. The man told him, come on, we're not stupid here. You even need to do one of these? I mean, serious, come on. He was arrested and charged with drunk driving, possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and driving with a revoked license.
Oh, my.
Very nice.
Oh, he couldn't do anything right.
Let's do a field sobriety. Come on! We're not idiots here.
You could say he couldn't do anything right, or you go big or go home.
Yeah, that too. Well.
The good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
If I yell at you, do I get an extra charge?
Well, yes, sir. As a matter of fact, you can.
Yeah, that's good. I want to go for it.
You're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Badges aren't given, they're earned. Through strength, like the available 390 horsepower 5.7 liter Hemi V8 engine that gets up to 20 mpg highway. And through dedication, with a 5-year, 100,000 mile powertrain warranty. Badges every Ram truck has worn for over 30 years. Drive home your own badge of honor at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event. Right now, finance through Ally Financial and get 0% APR financing or $4,000 in total cash allowances on Ram heavy-duty diesel models. Don't miss the great deals going on right now during the Summer Clearance Event. Hurry into your Ram dealer today. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Offers end September 6, 2011. EPA estimated fuel economy 1,500 4x2 Hemi V8. Actual results may vary. See dealer for copy of limited warranty. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
621, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
13th of July, happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. From Star Trek, right? Patrick Stewart is 71 years old today.
Okay.
And Robert Forster, he was on that old show Banyan. I think he did some other stuff. He's 70 years old. Harrison Ford. Saw him in a movie the other day, and he's looking every bit of 69. He really is. He's grown up well. He's 69 years old today. And actor-comedian Cheech Marin is 65 years old.
He's the one who understood he needed to get a career after the Cheech and Chong thing.
Exactly.
Tommy a little slow on the pickup there.
Yeah. He's still waiting for their next gig together.
Yeah, right.
Actress Dee Dee Khan is 60 years old today. And country singer Louise Mandrell. Is she the one that acts dumb? No. She's the lead singer. I'm sorry. She's the...
Barbara was the lead singer.
Which Erlene was the dumb one.
She's the dark-headed one.
I see. Okay. Louise is 57 years old. Actor-director Cameron Crowe turns 54. From The Shield, Michael Jace, or Jacy, is 46 years old today. And there's an actor named Stephen R. McQueen. Would that be Steve's little boy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He was in Vampire Diaries. He's 23.
No, he's too young. He's too young to be Steve McQueen.
Yeah, you're right. He would be because Steve's been dead longer than that. Anyway, that's all I got.
All right, Paul Prudhomme. He was really one of the first celebrity chefs, if you will. Mm-hmm. Time's going to pass him by. He's a big boy, though.
He's lost some weight.
Oh, has he? Yeah. Well, he had plenty to lose.
Yeah.
71, Tony Kornheiser. He's
that sports show.
Yeah, exactly. He's 63 years old. Michael Spinks, the other one.
After Leon yesterday.
Yeah, he has a birthday. And Spud Webb also celebrating.
From the Dallas area. Yeah.
And 67, happy 67 for Erno Rubik.
Made the cube?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm.
And frustrated millions of people.
Yeah. He did, as a matter of fact. I wonder
how quick he could do it.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think he probably is. I don't know, but he's clipping coupons, I would think, from that. He's 67, so yeah, he's doing fine. 623 right now.